Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Message will self-destruct.
What time is it, Gaza? What time is it, Gaza?
It's time to begin the football weekend.
And as they say in Tinseltown, roll up.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
They had pride. They had talent. They had hats and t-shirts.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Make the Fan your favorite station and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland's sports leader. 1080 The Fan, Brandon Sprague here. Across the way is Andy Dirt Johnson.
What is happening?
Happy Ryder Cup Day. Happy Football Friday to everybody out there.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. You're into it, aren't you? You're hooked.
They got there. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
I mean, how do you not? When you watch the opening tee scene at the Ryder Cup, it's hard to top that. I mean, the crowds are going crazy. You're walking out. You're booing the Europeans. You're cheering. It's one of the only, you know, moments when golfers will kind of like pump up the crowd and give me more noise as I'm about to hit my tee shot. It's an awesome opening scene. Unbelievable course. How do you not get roped into this?
It actually got me really excited for winter golf because I want to, like Victor Hovland, I want to rock a beanie when I play golf at some point this winter.
Beanie golf is underrated. It feels good. You're out there early in the morning, a little bit of dew on the ground. Your ears are a little cold. It's a great way. You got to have the hat there so you can change up maybe if the sun comes out later.
Sure.
But early morning, winter round, you got to keep those muffs warm.
I also think I benefit to not be in the position that you and Swigart are in. And that position is, I don't really watch this event.
Sure, you don't have the scar tissue that we do.
Right, so my heart hasn't been broken. No. So I'm coming into this wide-eyed, hey, USA can win.
This is great.
Every time I say that, Swigart gives me a look of like, I wish I could slap you in the face. You give me a look like you're a moron. And I'm just sitting here, you know, pie in the sky, optimistic. Hey, they're going to win. Well, since I turned it on, they've blown two leads.
You know what you're kind of like right now? You're kind of like the, you're like if a guy right now, today on September 24th, just moved to Seattle and said, hey, these Mariners, look at this, dude. Two games out of the wild card. Let's go.
What a fun end of the year. Man, we're building for next year.
They're overachieving. What a great story. They just swept the A's on the road. This is exciting, guys. Nine games to go. We got a shot at making the playoffs. You're that guy right now.
Where'd you move from? I moved from Delaware. We don't have a baseball team, I'm excited.
We don't follow baseball out there.
Oh, my God.
And Mariner fans are just rolling their eyes like, dude, it's been 20 years, man.
Of course, looks amazing. I do want to ask you a football-related question.
Sure, fire away.
Now, I feel like I know where the answers are going to come in on this one, and I think it's going to be where I came in on this one. So let's say you are one of the more popular media members in the entire country, and let's say your salary, for argument's sake, is roughly in the $5 million a year range. Maybe even a little higher.
I'd want a little bit more than that, but I'll take $5
million. Let's call it six.
Okay,
let's go to six. Stephen A is the highest paid. I'd imagine the next media member that's important for that company is somewhere in the 6 to 7 range. Let's call it six. You make $6 million a year. Somebody comes to you and says, I have an entertainment company. Would you like to be an investor? Well, you make $6 million a year. What are you thinking?
Why not? I got $6 million a year. Sounds like a great idea.
Can I make that 6-10? Can I make that 6-12? Sure, I'll take a risk. You invest the money. Now, here's the dirty little part of this.
Uh-oh.
You have invested a pretty decent amount, and you have invested in a company called Boom Entertainment.
Boom.
And they are specifically all about sports gambling. And your job, you are actually Adam Schefter. Is this insider trading?
I don't think so.
So the biggest newsbreaker, the most connected football writer in the world, is now an investor in a sports gambling company.
I saw this yesterday.
And you don't think that there is some insider trading situations going on?
Well, let me throw this up the old chain. I think when it comes to like your run-of-the-mill gambling, when it comes to your basic, me and you, we're putting a little bit of money on a game here and there, right? That's we're your run-of-the-mill average dude. We're not going to have any insight. We're not going to have any knowledge about what's going on behind the scenes, about injury situations. We're just kind of shot in the dark. Like, for example, a lot of people like Baltimore this weekend on the road at Detroit. Lamar Jackson missed practice yesterday.
I laid a bet on Detroit money line.
Sure. Is it a is it a serious thing? Is it a does he got the poops again? Who knows, right? It could be a one-day thing. Could be a weekend thing. Nobody knows if he's going to be back at practice today. I feel like when you reach the highest levels of Vegas, and we're talking gambling companies, the biggest of the big, and you got the kind of money to bring in an Adam Schefter as an investor, I feel like there's a base level of understanding that you already have. There's already connections that you've established, whether it's with Adam Schefter or not, that you're getting some form of inside information to set lines.
I also wonder if he is legally, like if there's something in his contract, because this is kind of an under-the-radar big story. Is that they found out, Bloomberg found out he's an investor in this gambling company. And now they've actually reached out to ESPN to say, is this a conflict of interest?
Right.
ESPN is not either. They haven't responded, or I saw a story that said they're leaning towards saying no. Maybe if he's not allowed to gamble, then okay.
Well, also he can't provide insight to people at the company if it's true that he knows the insight and they at the company do not know the insight.
Well, no doubt, but like he himself will have the insight. So if he can't, if he can gamble, then this is absolute insider trading. If you're his best friend who has heard all these little stories and secrets for years since he's been in that position, but he trusts you and you've never shared it, I would be ready to be laying some bets. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Here's what I'll say. I think Adam Schefter understands that he doesn't want to screw up one of the best jobs in all the sports.
Like, he strikes me as a guy with high integrity.
Yes, he is the face of NFL reporting on ESPN. When you think of who's the NFL newsbreaker, Adam Schefter, for the vast majority of people, is the first name that comes to your mind. He's not going to screw with that. I read this yesterday. I understand the kind of concerns about what could go on behind the scenes, but I read this yesterday as this is a guy that makes a lot of money, and he understands that gambling is a booming industry, and it's only going to continue to get bigger, especially as it pertains to the NFL, and he's trying to jump on a rocket ship when it's like 100 feet off the ground. This is just smart investing in his regard.
Well, I wish him luck in making money. I thought it was an interesting story.
I would. I mean, if I could, I'd invest that level of money in a gambling company.
Absolutely.
Like these things are going to the moon, dude. It's nuts.
Swigard, good morning. Happy Football Friday, Cupcake. How are we feeling about the Ryder Cup right now, huh? You're over there fist pumping?
Oh, yeah. Ryder Cup, I mean, I would love. We got to go play this course. This is a public course. You can play this.
Oh, we can just walk to Wisconsin and go play.
That's the going rate for Whistling Straits.
I got to think it's in the 275 to 300 range.
Oh, God, I'd pay that in a heartbeat.
I wouldn't have. I paid 215 in Ben, so I would not hesitate.
What was your Hawaii course?
Club rentals. 190. Probably somewhere in the 250 range.
Okay.
Because of club rentals. It was about 190, and then the club rentals were $65.
Well, Whistling Straits might be a little bit more than that.
350, 400.
During the prime season, so you'd have to go play in the cold winters of Wisconsin if you want a cheaper rate.
I put it on ice. It sucks.
During the prime season of June through mid-October. So I guess you could go in May or something. Maybe it's cheaper. About 555.
Ooh. So it's probably about 450 in May, April.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at, that's kind of like what Pebble Beach is. If you're going down to play Pebble Beach, it's about $500 a pop.
There's another course right near Black Wolf Run that's part of the complex. That's
a great name for a golf course.
Yeah.
It's like a sister course or something?
Yeah. Mm.
Ooh, a brother and a sister course. Yeah.
I'm dialed in. I'm curious to see. I think the the second match is the most important one for the United States. Dustin Johnson and Morikawa. They got to win that.
Yeah, they're tied right now, right?
It's early.
It's early.
It's early.
Couple holes in. We got time. Okay.
And then you'd love to see the young guys win the last match.
I don't know how to gauge you guys right now and where you're at.
I mean, you're nervous as hell because it's not, this hasn't gone good over the last handful of years, okay? Well. We need a win. It'd be great. We got all these great young golfers that are all awesome individual players,
yep.
And they just got to put it together in a teamwork setting. I think this is the cool thing, though, about the Ryder Cup is not only do you get, like, the nationality plays into it, USA, we all love chanting that, and, you know, hey, Pro America, all that. Team golf is really fun. For those who haven't had a chance to go play like some sort of team golf, me and some buddies went a number of years back to Eagle Crest for a weekend, and we played four rounds, and we'd set it up exactly like 4-on-4. I can't remember how we decided the teams, but 4-on-4, and we did legitimately Ryder Cup style, alternate shot,
yeah.
Best ball, solo matches to close up, and we kept track of points, half points, and the whole thing. It was unbelievably fun, and we all stayed in the same house, and you get done, you're like trash talking at the end of every day. There's a certain level of camaraderie that you don't normally get with golf. Usually it's you versus the golf course,
right?
And you're in your own head and you're pissed, but now your teammate you're doing a two-man best ball, your teammate's relying on you every other shot, alternate shot stuff. Like it adds an extra level, I think, of just a newness to golf that you're just not used to. So I love the format, and then you get the camaraderie of Team USA going as well.
You know, the spring and summer when the weather starts getting better, that's handicap season. You know, that's the year that you go out there and you play, you track your scores, you make sure you're going the right direction and you don't go backwards. Winter golf strikes me as that's kind of the fun time to play some of these events.
Oh, for sure.
These alternate shot events. Like, that's something I would like to do on a random early November weekend where there's not a great college football slate until about 3:00.
Yeah, you just want to get out and go play.
Yeah, get up at like 8:30, play at 9:00. And go play like with four people and set up a alternate shot round and just see what happens.
I'll tell you what, man. Alternate, you think you feel a lot of pressure when you're just playing by yourself and you want to score well? It's a whole nother level of pressure when you know if you hit a bad shot, you're screwing your teammate over. Because then that animosity builds. Like, if you're putting me behind trees all day, I'm not going to be too happy about it.
Yeah, but it's going to largely it's going to balance out, right?
Sure, eventually it will. But it's a fun added level of pressure of like, I don't want to screw this guy. Like, I want to put him in a good spot. I want to give him a good, I want to hit a fairway so he's got a good shot to hit. Or I want to hit a green so he's got a makeable putt instead of putting him on like the lip of a bunker or behind a tree. When you add that added pressure, I think that's the cool part about some of these formats.
And I'm hanging on every putt. Every time they're going to putt, I'm like,
You gotta pace yourself, buddy. Pace yourself.
Hovland and Casey now are up one on Morikawa and Johnson.
We got a long ways to go. I'm keeping an eye on Berger and Koepka. I think Berger and Koepka are going to dominate the dojo today.
Are they up or are they tied?
They're one up. They won the second hole. They're one up through two, so.
Looks like Koepka just hit a putt and
Brooks,
took the hole.
He's coming out, baby. He's coming out swinging. When people push back against him and the stuff that he says, he kind of digs into that hole and he gets even better.
Yeah. He said his comments were misconstrued, basically, like misinterpreted. Somebody was like, yeah, you took my comment out of context.
That can happen when it's a written comment. That, you know, we do that with athletes in all sports. But he had a great video that came out. Somebody had asked him, and he admitted kind of the only time that he's ever been nervous at a huge golfing event, and I'm sure he feels little butterflies here or there. He said the first time he played at the Ryder Cup, he said it was the most nervous he's ever been, and he was shaking, and the tee box is like trembling because the crowd's going crazy. And he said he leaned down to put the tee in the ground, and he said no matter where that tee went in, that's where he was going to hit it because he didn't think he would. Like, his hands were shaking too much to adjust it, and he said the ball fell off the tee. I can't put that thing back on. So he's like, however far in this tee goes, that's how far in it's going, and I'm hitting it. I'll adjust my swing based on if it's too high or too low. And he said that's the most nervous he's ever been before an opening tee shot.
Oh man, well I don't have any. I don't have a golf segment for my portion of the show.
That's enough. I mean, we'll update the scores and we'll give you a brief look. But that's, you know, it's a football Friday. It's a big football Friday.
Maybe we close the show with some Ryder Cup.
The golf bros out there, we know. We're loving every second of this.
We're tracking it right now. Well, we got a good show. Football Friday is here. Mike Doc Parker is going to join us at 7:30. Big game for Oregon State this weekend. We'll Sprague the line at 8:30. We got our Pac-12 picks against the spread. We'll talk some about the Pac-12 slate of games this weekend. Dirt put up a poll question. Which game, non-Oregon and Oregon State, are you most Looking forward to watch. I have one that's a little out of the box. Mm. So we'll talk about that today. We got some NFL news and notes. Get to a preview of some of those games. It is a loaded show, but we start with the Morning Crunch. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pour the milk.
Looks like me and Vincent caught you boys at breakfast. Yeah.
Part of a nutritious breakfast?
Hamburgers. Hamburgers. The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
It's time for the Morning Crunch. A look at the tastiest topics in sports. Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments.
All right, the Morning Crunch brought to you in the Fam by our great friends out at Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 a month. Beaverton, Alloa Division, Vancouver. Plenty of options out there. For more info, find it at crunch.com. Crunch is...
Ireland Cannon.
Let's start in Chi-Town, where they're looking for their first divisional crown since 2008.
1-2. Hendricks got him. And for the first time since 2008, Sox fans will see home playoff baseball. The Chicago White Sox are winners of the AL Central.
Jason Benetti on the call of that one. NBC Sports Chicago stealing my line here on the show for the final call. And the White Sox clinching their division. Great season for the White Sox thus far. Year one, Tony La Russa turned out to work out okay. And they kind of quietly go into the postseason. I feel like they don't get talked about as much as some of the other teams in baseball.
They don't, because there's nobody else in their division above 500. So that's why we haven't paid attention to the AL Central. They've been, you know, 10 games up in that damn thing for, it feels like, a month and a half. It was just a matter of time until they won the division. And I've always wondered, and we'll find out, you know, your fear is teams that go in too hot. Maybe you use up all your magic before, it's like using up all your good golf shots on the range before you tee it up. My fear for teams has been when you don't have a tight division race and you're not playing for anything for the last month of the season, it's hard to ratchet that up. Like, they have not had true competition since probably July in the AL Central. And so it'll be curious to see. They've had a good year. Tony La Russa's had a few bumps in the road. They got the talent to win the American League. There's no doubt about that. But we just haven't paid attention to it because that division's been over for 3 months.
Let's go to Oakland to see how the M's are keeping up in the playoff picture.
One out, Kelnick at first base. All tied at four. Crushed. This is a rifle shot and gone. What a screamer of a home run one from Luis Torrens. He turns a 96 up and in. Goodbye, home run. Mariners in front 6-4 the sixth inning.
Aaron Goldsmith on the call. The M's win last night 6-5 against Oakland. How about sweeping Oakland in a four-game set? They've won five of six games.
Here they come, five in a row. Only two games out of the wild card spot.
They're keeping up.
They're doing it again. Now, you got Boston and New York playing this weekend. So that's a big series to keep an eye on. And as we kind of talked about yesterday, you don't want one of those teams to sweep because then it's going to be hard to catch up. You want it to be kind of a bloodbath where hopefully the Red Sox take two out of three because you're four games back of Boston. So I don't think you're going to be able to catch Boston. But New York, you're only two games back of. So maybe if New York can kind of lose two out of three or lose that series, you got a shot, but you got to keep winning. But they just swept the A's in a four-game series.
Tight race in the NL West. Let's find out how everything came to fruition last night and start with the Dodgers.
Facing Max Muncy. Here we go in the 10th. Max swings, and he hits a high drive to center field. This ball's back. This ball's gone. Daddy gone. An extra innings home run for Max Muncy. And the Dodgers instant offense in the 10th.
Tim Nevritt calling Max Muncy daddy. Sportsnet LA on the call. Dodgers win in the 10th inning with Muncy's home run.
Their broadcasting crew's got the Rona right now. They're out. Joe Davis.
Where's Joe Davis?
Joe Davis and Oral Hershiser. They're quarantining, man. They got the Rona.
Maybe Joe was leaving because he does college football for FS1 too. But
I heard that the Giants broadcasters brought it up the other day because I didn't know that they were out. They were down to their last damn strike too. Freaking Rockies. They were down in the ninth inning, down to their last strike. Nobody on base, two outs.
The Dodgers came into the day down two games back in the division. Let's see how the Giants finish their game against the Pods.
On the ground, up the middle, diving at second, Listella, the throw is late, the Padres walk it off. In from third comes Profar. Victor Caratini sends a bounding ball back up the middle, Listella comes home with it, but his throw off the mark, and the Padres win it in 10 innings, a 7-6 victory for San Diego.
There's something you don't hear often right now, the Padres winning. Don Orsillo, Bally Sports San Diego. They beat the Giants in the 10th, 7-6, and now they're one game up on the Dodgers.
One game lead, nine games to go, right where we started from this past series. Every time, there was a brief moment where it felt like it was about to be a three-game lead and I was going to be popping bottles of champagne because the Giants came back, took the lead after being down 4-0. The Dodgers were down to their last out, and then the tables flipped on me. We're back to a one-game lead.
Should be noted, my Bravos lost to the garbage-ass Diamondbacks and the Phillies won, so now my team only has a two-game lead in their division.
Yeah, it stinks.
I'm not feeling great about our chances. I got to tell you right now. No, Phillies are in fuego.
Yeah, they are. Bryce Harper's having a hell of a year. Nobody's really talking about it.
He's actually the lead leader in the MVP right now.
I would still give it to Tatis.
No, if you go look at the betting odds, the market is shifting.
I'm saying my vote would be for Tatis. I think his numbers are incredible. He's missed so many games. He leads the National League in home runs. But Harper is in the conversation. There's no doubt about it.
Morning Crunch brought to the fan by our great friends out at Crunch Fitness. We open the show with little Ryder Cup talk. Let's hear from John Rahm. His thoughts on...
It'll be a very nice hand to what's been a wonderful year. They'll win in France. You know, you create a bond that it's unforgettable. And it'll be, you know, a really good feeling to be able to do it on first try. In my case, on U.S. soil as well. So it's something we all want to add to the calendar. It's something we all want to add to the repertoire, right? Being able to win a Ryder Cup, especially in away country.
That's gotta suck when you're not gonna be able to do it this year, Johnny. Let's
USA,
go here from Brooks.
USA.
I think there's a lot of guys playing well. Patrick's been playing really well.
Wow.
Boog's been playing really well. There's a lot of guys that have played. You know, Jordan's playing great. You can see it. I think at the end of the day, or I guess at the end of the week, it's, you know, someone's got to win, someone's got to lose, and it's just who plays better. So the eight guys you send out every day, are they going to play the best that they can, and do they play the best of their ability? And if they do, then that side's going to win.
I check my notes here. I think every team in every sport ever created, the team that wins means they played better. Brooks Koepka there. John Rahm Ryder Cup underway.
Oh,
and
man.
You got a couple groups that are up, and you got a couple other groups that are tied so far. Early start, though, in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, Berger and Koepka have a nice lead, but they're having a hell of a time on the hole that they're on right now. They're going back and forth from side to side on the green. I'll tell you, the guy who is picking up where he left off is Patrick Cantlay. Came in just red hot. His showdown win over Bryson a couple of weeks back was really fun to watch. And he is just, him and Shoffley are dialed in right now, and they're taking Poulter and McIlroy back behind the woodshed.
Let's go to college football. We got a big game this week in Arkansas, Texas A&M. Let's hear from the Arkansas coach, Sam Pittman.
Of course, they've won 9 games straight and just a smothering defense. Very, very, very good defense in all front end, middle, and back end. Their offense is loaded with skill players. Certainly everybody knows about Spiller, but they have a lot of talent, and we're excited to go down to Dallas to play this game, and hopefully we can get healthy and be able to go down there and put a good showing on.
I like that Pittman has a little melaiosis in the way he talks there. Jimbo Fisher, big game for them in Dallas. His thoughts on Arkansas.
The team we're playing right now has a very experienced team. They don't have a young team. This group has a lot of, fourth, fifth, sixth year guys and on their team, and they're playing probably as well as anybody in the country. When you talk about they're running the football, Arkansas is right now extremely well. Quarterback Jefferson's making throws, hitting big, long throws. I mean, chunk throws. But then all of a sudden, he can take off and run and beat you with his legs. He's hard to get on the ground. The receivers, Burks, and that whole crew, I mean, Warren Thompson and Tent, all those guys for them. I recruited Warren when he was at Florida. I was at Florida State. Big athletic guys. Burks is phenomenal. Tailbacks can really run powerful. I mean, tailback was leading the league, I believe, 100-some yards a game, if I'm not mistaken, in the league, and playing great. Defensively, experienced, both linebackers inside. Been there. It seemed like they've been there 8 years.
Jimbo sounds like he's a NASCAR driver, doesn't he? He kind of has that, the way he talks, shouting out all the sponsors while giving you the answer. Yeah, we turned left there. We got out of the pit crew. The pit crew did a great job. We got brought to us by Duracell batteries. And then, we hit that track. We hit it hard. We hit it real hard like Coca-Cola.
It was the best game of the weekend, in my mind at least. The primetime ABC game isn't great. Notre Dame-Wisconsin, I think, aesthetically is pleasing, but I don't know how good Wisconsin is. And Notre Dame's eked out. It feels like all their wins this year. And I don't think we put a lot of stock in their old Florida State win now. The Florida State's 0-3. So this one does it for me. Arkansas is a fun story. I'm excited to see if they can knock off A&M because A&M's another team. The quarterback injury has set them back a little bit, but they're in the top 10. They've been considered this maybe breakthrough team in the SEC, and at least through 3 weeks, they have not looked the part.
All right, there's the Morning Crunch brought to you in the fam by our great friends out at Crunch Fitness. When saving the career goes the right way. That's next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague here on a Football Friday. That game sucked last night. If we're being honest, the game was not great.
Game was awful.
I hope everybody took my sound advice, bet the under. It was covered, no problem.
I ended up staying away, but mainly out of laziness and forgetfulness. I had a couple of bets that I wanted to place, and the next thing I know, I looked up and I was like, oh, damn it, the game started, and I just
I was running around getting errands done, doing things, and but Darnold rushed, I think he ended up for like 12 yards.
13.
Yeah.
What was the over-under?
Well, he took a couple of knees at the end.
Six.
Six and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, he covered it. He had 13.
That rushing touchdown, I think, hit the over. I think it was a 7-yard touchdown run.
Well, the
something
first
like that.
One was 6 yards.
Okay.
And then he had the 1 yard, and then he had one other scramble. Well, he had a 30-yarder that was
called back on a
holding penalty.
Well, the game sucked. I don't really have much to talk about the game. Christian McCaffrey got hurt, so that blows.
J.C. Horn got hurt, too.
J.C. Horn broke his foot.
Oof, nah, that's not good.
Yeah, but breaking your foot versus I thought he tore his ACL. He'll be back this year. It's just a matter of playoffs, where they're going to be. Look, they're a good story. They're 3-0. Their schedule has been interesting. They beat the Saints really soundly last weekend. They beat Houston this weekend. It's not a shock to anybody that they beat Houston last night. To me, though, the story has to be Sam Darnold. And look, the Jets have Zach Wilson. They're already on a new venture. They got a new quarterback. I'm not playing the game of, do the Jets regret it? No, because the Jets were awful and they think they finally have a good coach. Sam Darnold, I mean, a guy that he was a lot like Carson Wentz. He was in this category of, I don't know, he's not that good. And we've seen so far 3 games in with Joe Brady and Matt Rhule. He is shifted. He is looking like the player many thought he would be coming out of the draft. He's got confidence. He's making really good throws. He's making really good decisions. I think his pocket awareness has been maybe the most underrated part of his game this year. Sam Darnold, nice little turnaround for his career so far with Matt Rhule and Joe Brady.
I think he is very comparable to them as a team, as in it looks great, but it's hard to get a firm read on it. And there's been teams like this over the last handful of years. I remember that first year Trubisky and the Bears made the playoffs. You go back and look at the teams that they beat, especially early in the season. They had one of the more favorable schedules in the entire National Football League. And so you get to the end of the year and you're like, hey, the Bears won the division. That's a good year. But then when you really break it down, it's just they got kissed by the scheduling gods. And there's a certain aspect, excuse me, of that with Carolina right now, where you play a Zach Wilson rookie quarterback Jets in game one. You get Jameis Winston and the Saints in game two coming off that big win over Green Bay that were just sniffing their own farts for an entire week. And they came back crashing down to earth. And then you play a rookie quarterback in Davis Mills in the third game of the year. Now, I think the Jets can have an okay defense this year. I think the Saints have it. Look what they did to Aaron Rodgers, hell, in week one. And I think Houston's okay defensively. So it's not like he's playing against the worst defenses in the league. I just think it's hard to get a read on him until you're in a game where you're going against a legitimate playoff contender. And maybe New Orleans ends up being that, but I'm not quite sold on them yet. And that's what makes them tough. He has done everything, though, that you could have asked. He came over. He's leading that team. He's playing at a high level. I still want to see him clean up the fumbles in the pocket. That continues to be an issue. He's not as firm with the ball as he needs to be, and he kind of loses sight of the rushers behind him. But outside of that, he's using his legs. He's scrambling. He's throwing for 300 yards. Like, he is playing very good football, and it's an example of having a good offense and having pieces around him to use.
Yeah, when the Panthers were able to give him good protection and time, he could really get to the second and third reads, and Houston was playing that two-deep zone. And he would allow – Moore was wide open like 14 yards down the field right in the middle, and he could just – he could look off the linebackers. When he got pressure up the middle and the pocket was collapsing and he didn't have a lane to get out was where, like I said, the fumble issue, he's got to clean that up. He's got to protect it and go down and eat it. But there's a lot of signs. I was like, Maybe the Panthers could be for. They're going to get the Cowboys with four extra days of rest. The Cowboys play on Monday night. Monday night that's football? Their next game. They
Who
get
scheduled that situation. That's just. We'll get to some scheduling stuff. That's idiotic. A Thursday night team gets to play a team that plays on Monday. Like, what are you doing?
And we don't need Dallas and Philly on Monday Night Football.
Niners and Packers should be Monday. Bucks and Rams should have been Sunday night.
Yeah, that's an easy change right there.
And I actually feel most sorry for your team, Swigard. They've had a nice start. They've surprised me. Their offense is humming. I think Tony Pollard's their best running back.
Yeah.
That's brutal to do, to make them play Monday and then turn around and play a team that played on Thursday. If Sam Darnold is to continue to kind of play at this level, he'll throw an interception. He'll have his games where maybe he has a dud. But if he is turning this thing around, what's his high end ceiling? Like, as good as he could possibly be, do you think he is a Jimmy G type level of that's his ceiling, or do you think he could get past a Jimmy G? Maybe a Derek Carr, an in-between of Jimmy G and a Patrick Mahomes. Is he good enough? Probably. He looks really good.
Right.
He's got
right.
a couple weekends in there where it leaves you scratching your head, but mostly we know how good he is. Where would you put him on that scale?
I think the Derek Carr comparison could be a good one. I you know how I feel about quarterbacks. I think there's four guys that are head and shoulders above everybody else that are the greatest week in and week out, and then everybody else is fighting for that next spot. And I think Sam Darnold can be in that position where he's fighting for the next spot. He's never going to be on the level of Wilson or Rodgers or Mahomes. Brady, you're obviously not going to put him there. But in terms of that next tier, I think with the right offense and the right pieces and a good offensive line, he has the talent to do it. That's a tough part. We're getting reads on these young quarterbacks, man, and we're going to go through it with the rookies all this year and probably all of next year, is that when you're drafted high, you're taken by a crappy team, usually by an unproven head coach with a bad offensive line, not a lot of pieces to throw to, and it's just not easy to succeed. And then all of a sudden you struggle for a year and the media turns on you, you're a bust, the pressure builds, you're trying to force things. Like, it's just a really bad, spiraling effect for some of these young players, and that's why it can be a benefit. Mac Jones, a lot of people think he's going to be the best rookie. I do too, but it's only because he fell and went to New England, where you're not playing for a first-year head coach or a crappy organization. You're playing for a team that knows what the hell they're doing, and I think Darnold, if he continues this, is going to be a prime example of it. Joe Brady's a great offensive mind, and he's going to be a head coaching candidate probably for years to come.
Dude, he just turned 32 yesterday.
It's nuts, man. The guy was a grad assistant like 6 years ago, and now he is considered one of the best up-and-coming offensive minds. But the thing that Carolina needs to worry about, first and foremost, is getting Christian McCaffrey healthy, because that felt like a tale of two games almost, where they were kind of humming, McCaffrey goes down, and they stalled out offensively for a long time. Whether you're using him to give him the ball or using him as a decoy, you need McCaffrey out there. But DJ Moore is a hell of a wide receiver. McCaffrey's one of the best backs in the entire NFL. You got a good offensive mind. It's a great reminder of he was coached by Adam Gase in New York. He had nobody to throw to. He had a horrible offensive line, and he's got to be thinking that he's living on cloud nine right now in Carolina.
Well, I think that's a takeaway for me too last night, is some of these guys are transcendent talents when they come in. Like Patrick Mahomes all time is going to go down better than Michael Vick, right? But Michael Vick was more... He was able to adapt to the NFL and go into a crappy situation and still have a positive impact, in large part because of the athleticism, the quickness, the speed. And obviously he hit a wall at some point in Atlanta, and then obviously the dog stuff happened. But I think some guys are equipped to go into any situation, like Lamar. Lamar is such a freak athlete that he could have gone anywhere and still had a really positive impact. It doesn't mean his team would have been good or his record would have been great, but he could have made a positive impact. I think there are a lot of other guys, though. They have the potential to reach the top, but they have to go to the right situation. Mm-hmm. They have to fall to the right spot, right? Like, you can go through this list for years and decades. Like, I heard Colin yesterday say that Tom Brady could have gone to the Browns and he still would have become Tom Brady.
No, it's
and
no.
I push back on that, because, yes, Tom Brady is the GOAT.
Of course he is.
He frightens you in a game-winning situation. But a lot that goes into that is what? It's building confidence, right? You could be an amazing golfer and you could be better than Swag, but if you have one day where your confidence is a little shaken, Swigard could beat you. Mm-hmm. You know, that can happen in sports all the time. So I think we forget that you need confidence, you need to fall to the right situation, and largely the percentage of guys like Darnold, they don't. They go to Jacksonville or they go to the Jets and yep. they don't have anything positive around them. So when they start to play poorly, what does everybody say? This kid's a bust.
He
this
sucks.
Kid's not good.
It's his fault.
And I don't think Zach Wilson will get there after 1 year, but he is in New York. And I worry that if his stats aren't good enough.
Yeah, wait till he sucks again this week against Denver. Do you throw like 7 picks in 2 weeks? Uh-oh.
Guess what Denver's strong suit is? It's their secondary.
Right.
So it's a real possibility that this stuff happens. And I feel bad for all quarterbacks. They fall into those situations. Confidence gets shaken. Your team sucks. But yet we still think that you're not good enough to be a starting quarterback. Sam Darnold kind of proving a point. Put me in the right situation. Give me a shot. They're 3-0. It's a nice start for the Carolina Panthers with that win last night. All right, a couple. There's a note in the NFL I need to get to about the postseason, and then we'll dive into some college football in the Pac-12. We'll talk Oregon State with Mike Parker coming up at 7:30. We'll get to our Pac-12 picks against the spread. A whole lot more to get to. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right, we'll dive in the Pac-12 coming up at the top of the hour. Or Dirt put a bunch of poll questions up about Oregon State. The games on the Pac-12 schedule we're looking forward to. Wanted to get to this. Ian Rappaport had this about 45 minutes ago. The super wild card weekend that we got introduced to last year. We had 3 games per day, Saturday and Sunday. Ended up telling you that I didn't like it because it's just too much. And then I watched it and I said it wasn't enough. And
what, 4 games in a day? Give me 5.
Well, Ian Rappaport has announced the NFL beginning with this season, their super wild card weekend, January 15th through the 17th, will conclude with a game on Monday night. The NFL expanded the playoffs last season for the first time since 1990, adding a third wild card team in each conference, in the process creating the super wild card weekend with the addition of a Monday night game to the playoffs.
Bum, 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 bum.
Super wild card weekend will now have 2 wild card games on Saturday and 1 on Monday with 3 on Sunday. Your thoughts?
I'm wondering if it's going to be a Monday night game. I'm assuming it's the ESPN game that's moving to Monday Night Football. It's just a guesstimate, but it is a Monday night thing, and they own Monday Night Football.
ESPN ABC, so they might do the simulcast.
Sure, the simulcast. Yeah. I wonder if
which means we might get a Manning cast for a playoff game.
We could, which would be cool, but we also would have gotten that if the game was on the weekend as well, because they broadcast a wild card game.
Touche, you're right.
I wonder if this was part of them paying the crazy amount of money that they're paying, and they want a standalone game. Now, I don't want to be the papooer on a Friday, because it is a football Friday. Not a huge fan of this. I don't really think there's a need for it other than a TV provider wants to be the solo act on a Monday. They don't want to be the third fiddle jammed in there with other broadcasts and other games going on a Saturday. They want a standalone game. They think their viewership's going to be better. That's the only reason in my mind for this. And it is going to create a scheduling conflict that I think people are going to ask, rightfully so, is it fair? Because you're going to get a team that wins on a Monday night going into that next week's action. They're going to have to play on Sunday.
But the opponent that they play is going to have to be a team from Sunday. So you're going to get an extra day off. We just went through this with the Cowboys and had the league screwing them over. That's week five of the regular season or week four of the regular season. That's an issue, but it's not going to raise a ton of red flags unless you're closely paying attention to it. That time of year, you're getting into the divisional round matchup. You're down to the last, what, eight teams left in the NFL, and one team's going to have a day fewer rest when the other team didn't do anything to deserve an advantage because they're playing in the wild card round two. I think you're creating a headache there that's not necessary. And this is a pat on the back to ESPN for saying, you pay so much money, we'll give you the solo act on a Monday night.
Well, and we'll see how this whole thing kind of shakes out with what the seeding is and who the teams are. But imagine the team that plays that Monday night winner. Imagine they played on Saturday. They rested Sunday. Their opponent plays on Monday.
I don't think you can get away with that. I think that would be too... If you try to do that, then I'm going to be really pissed.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Or
is,
what if that Monday night team is the one playing the one seed with a bye?
See, that's the other thing, too. Is there a short week on
a
bye?
That's a good point, too. It could happen as well, yeah.
There's a lot of scenarios here. We need to wait to see how this is going to sort out, but your overall point is correct. This is why I'm not a fan. Am I going to watch? Absolutely. I mean, am I going to be excited? Yes, but I'm also not playing. There's not an impact on me. If I'm a fan of whoever that team is, I'm probably pretty pissed because you are going to have a slight disadvantage with the schedule. At the end of the day, most people are going to say, well, it's the playoffs. You got to go out there and play. It's like, okay. But we know how this stuff works, and that's really awful to put a team in that position. Yeah. I understand why ESPN wants a standalone, but I just hope that team doesn't get completely screwed because there's a possibility they will.
There's also, and this is going to be a very privileged complaint, so bear with me for a moment. There is a certain sense of when that wildcard weekend was so amazing last year, and the amount of things that you have to do to like pay it forward with the wife or if you have kids, like that's all day football Saturday, all day football Sunday. And I feel like I can build up enough brownie points to be like, hey, we're not doing anything the entire weekend from about 10 a.m. till about 8 p.m. I'm not moving off the couch or watching football all day for back-to-back days. Now I got to rope in a Monday night to it as well.
Yeah, but the first game's not going to start till 1:30 on Saturday.
I know, but still, then it's 1:30 till the end of the day.
Plus, also, this is January. How much extra stuff are you
really
doing?
What if it's a sunny weekend? You never know.
I mean, that's a possibility.
You could have a nice weekend. I know it was last year because I went for a hike in the morning before the first wildcard games on Saturday. I remember that.
Well, you have 3 extra hours now to go on a hike. And build some brownie points.
That's like, hey, honey, we're not going to do anything on weekend. And Monday night when you get home from
nice
work.
Brunch.
We're going to sit around and watch football.
Get the bottomless mimosa.
Jam it in. I like back-to-back days, triple header. It was great. Why are we scrolling with this?
Give her enough mimosas to get for nap time. And when nap time starts, the first kick will happen. And you're like, yes.
Yeah, let's fall asleep. I'm like drugging Jerry's girlfriend to play with her toys, giving her the tryptophan and the turkey.
I wouldn't play with that notion. I was going to more so say you're Adam Sandler and Big Daddy when the kid finally goes down for a nap and he said we can watch hockey.
Yes. Shh, don't make any noises.
Yeah, exactly. All right, wild card game for the NFL move to Monday night. Hour two is ahead. Let's dive into the Pac-12. Big games for Oregon State, UW, Cal, Stanford, UCLA. And what do we make of Oregon going into conference play? Hour two, Dirt and Sprague on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai.
There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.